Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, yes. My name is David Tomlins. I live at 13 Village Drive in South Saugerties, New York.
Okay. Hi, how are you? I didn't quite catch your name again. I'm so sorry.
David. Tomlins. T-O-M-L-I-N-S.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that, David. And how can I be of assistance today?
Okay, I made an appointment to have your service installed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I forgot I had a doctor's appointment. But secondly, I was thinking, I'm paid till the 8th. So I was wondering if we can make it to the installation on the 7th. And also because I'm disabled and I get paid on the 3rd. So, I don't know if you get to pick what day of the month you can pay or how that works.
Well, typically, so with the auto pay, are you enrolled for the auto pay?
I'm going to be, yeah.
Okay. Typically, the auto pay is for, it doesn't quite allow me to select a specific date, but what can happen is you'll receive the invoice, and it'll automatically be debited at that point, usually the day after you receive the invoice, which I think goes along with, I've noticed a trend where it goes along with the installation when your services start.
Okay. Well, can we still switch it to the 7th? Obviously,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no worries there. I can definitely help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check the availability for the 7th. So I'm checking the calendar as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And did you prefer... Okay, so
afternoon's better for me.
Okay. So the 7th is actually a Sunday. We don't do installs on Sundays.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you want to do the 5th instead or the 8th? Usually we typically prefer... You want the 8th? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Or you can make it the 7th. The 5th, you said. Yeah,
yes.
What happens is, with these 31-day months, and then it gets too close to when I get paid.
Yeah, I know.
Normally, I have plenty of money in the bank. I just want to make sure, I don't want to leave myself short at the end of the month,
I don't blame you at all. So did you prefer the 8th or the 7th, the 5th? Sorry.
I'll make it the 8th.
Okay, so the 8th it is. We do have availability in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you said you were Saugerty South?
Yeah,
so we actually,
13
we do have,
Drive.
Okay, so we do have availability actually all day. We have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
1 is fine.
1? Okay, let me go ahead and find your...
It's just I have lupus, and it takes me a while to get going in the morning.
No, that's
and a few
completely
other things,
understandable.
And I just had my hip replaced, so.
Oh, I hope you're having a great recovery. Hopefully
oh,
it's
I
not.
Am, actually.
Good,
it's,
good.
I had my first one done in 2012, and it was a disaster, and this one was like nothing.
Okay, give me There's one question. Moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see you have an office in Kingston. Do you have a local number that I could call, or do I have to call this number?
So, we're all actually local. We are headquartered in Kingston. So, this is...
Yeah.
This 800 number is actually the best way to get a hold of one of us.
Well, it's an 833 number. Okay, yeah, that one. Okay.
Well, we have 855 Archtop as well.
Oh, well, this... Flyer shows 833. Which is the better number to call? You tell me.
If you'd like, I can give you the 855 one. It's 855 Archtop or 855-272-4867. But I mean, the number on the flyer also connects to us.
272 what?
4867.
4867. Okay. Yeah, I'll put that in my phone then.
What time was your appointment for tomorrow? You said it was in the morning?
No, it was 2 in the afternoon, I believe.
Oh, okay.
13 Village Drive, apartment 106, Saugerties, New York.
Let me just check real quick.
I've been waiting for years for you, and you guys to come in to tell Spectrum to stick it.
I don't blame you there.
Oh, you have no idea. Unbelievable. They get the same money for 300 megabits per second, okay? They upped me to 500. They jacked my bill over 100 just for internet.
Okay.
And they know I'm on fixed income.
Absolutely. I just have one quick question. What does the flyer say, please?
It says 1 gig, that's 1,000 Mbps for $69.99 a month for 2 years. And then I asked, well, what happens after 2 years? And she said it goes up $10.
Okay.
Do you have lesser ones? Do you have like 500? I don't know if I really need a gig, but.
At the moment, we mostly provide the 1 gig and the 2 gig. That's what we have. We go up to 8 gigs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of. Because this guy was like, I called Spectrum and I said, these people are for a couple dollars more are given a gig. And he's like, oh, well, all you need is 300. He says, well, here, I'm going to do a few things to it, and I'll make it faster. You don't need any more than that.
Can you do me one more favor? Can you respell your last name for me, please? I think I might have mistyped it.
T-O-M-L-I-N-S.
Okay. I'm not seeing you in our system just yet. Did you set it up with Archtop, or did you set it up with another company?
No, yours is the only flyer I have.
Okay.
I called the lady on Sunday.
Okay, and let me...
Hang on. I always keep notes, so...
Absolutely.
My
I'm just
notebook.
Not seeing you in our system at the moment, and I do apologize for that.
That's all right. Well, maybe it's, I don't know. Let me see here. No, I know it's this because we had to talk about it. $69.99 a month. Boom, boom, boom. Hang on. Monday. That's strange.
And what was the apartment number again, please?
106.
Perfect.
Why would it not be in there? Maybe because it was a Sunday? Maybe that's put it in? I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes it might have...
Because I'm telling you right now, yours is the only flyer I have.
Okay.
It was the first one I got. I mean, I got one from Planet, but they're not hooked up yet. So... I don't know what to say.
No worries. I can definitely get you set up, though, and schedule that appointment for the 7th if you'd prefer.
What's that?
I can definitely
Yeah,
help
no,
get your appointment set
absolutely.
up for you. Absolutely no problem there.
Yeah.
So I'll go
Actually, there you go.
through.
Spectrum packages. No, that's old stuff. Yeah, no, this is it. Yeah,
Okay.
because it says now available at 13 Village Drive. Absolutely, I'm 100% sure. You're the, yeah, it's the only one I have.
Okay. No worries. We will definitely,
Something happened. I just don't want some guy to show up at 2 o'clock and I'm not here.
No, that's understandable. All right. So, David, just of course, this is for residential. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure it wasn't for business.
Well,
And
actually,
then.
I'm a pimp, but don't tell anybody.
I
Yeah,
appreciate the joke. That's great. It's always
no,
good to be lighthearted. So we're doing the 1 gig. And did you need any Wi-Fi extenders?
what's a Wi-Fi extender?
Essentially, what it is if the Wi-Fi connection, usually it's typically any home that's larger than 1,200 square feet, we do recommend one extender. But if it's a fairly small apartment or home,
That's a one-bedroom.
typically, okay, then you should be fine. Did you want to add any phone service?
How much is that a month?
$24.99. It would be typically like a landline, except it would go through the fiber.
Yeah. Well, I have one through them, so I'm gonna lose it anyway, right?
If you cancel all services with them, then I think so, yes.
Yeah. They charged me $19.99, but you know, because of my let me hold off on that. Yeah, I'll spend a little. See, it's another $7. Well, it's another $11. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, throw in the phone. Yeah, I need it
Okay.
because just in case I have an emergency, and the phone service I have through Spectrum, unfortunately, and it's not that great all the time, so.
Understandable. Did you want to keep your current phone number
Sure.
that you have through Spectrum? What is the phone number that you have with them, please?
All right, I'll tell you in a second. It is 845-247-7236. I never use it. I just use it for emergencies
Of
when I
course. And
can't
it's
get a
always good to have, you
signal.
know.
Yeah, it just sits behind my TV. I never use the damn thing. I don't even know how to pull the messages up on
No
it.
worries. And if you do have any issues with the messaging, you can always either give us a call or I can also help you with the website as well. We have quite a few capabilities with it. I mean, we have voicemail to email, call waiting, caller ID. We have call return. We have anonymous call rejections as well.
Now, are you providing a phone? Is that what you're saying?
So we can provide the phone service. If you already have a landline phone, you can connect that.
Yeah, I can do that. It's a piece of junk, but yeah.
Least it works, right?
Oh yeah, it'll dial. That's all it needs to do. It's
Perfect.
actually hooked. It's actually hooked to the ambulance service in Central Hudson if there's bad storms coming in, that kind of thing, because I'm disabled.
Yes, and that's understandable.
So that would be a good number to keep.
Absolutely. Okay. And did you need any telephone jacks installed at the location?
Any
at
who?
Your home? Telephone jacks? If you already have telephone jacks, then you shouldn't have to worry about it.
No. I mean, it works now. But
okay.
Right? So you'll just hook it into the new modem or whatever.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
No, I don't need any jacks.
And then do you own or rent the property?
I rent.
Do you have the property owner's name by chance and their email and their phone number? The email's not required, but at least the phone number and the owner name.
Well, Hickory Ridge Apartments.
And that's Hickory, Hickory, right?
Correct.
Just making sure. They have so many weird spellings nowadays, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you happen to have the office phone number?
Yeah, Christina, hang on. Let me look it up. Hang on.
Absolutely.
Okay. 845.
Mm-hmm.
246.
Okay.
8380.
Perfect. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And then just so that I have the correct spelling, it's going to be the full name David, D-A-V-I-D, right? And then Tomlin's,
mm-hmm.
T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, L as in Larry, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And then what is the best email for you, please?
It's my name spelled backwards.
So,
Tomlin's Dave.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the backward spelling of David.
I meant in reverse.
You got it. No worries.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then again, the primary phone number for you is?
845.
Mm-hmm.
443.
Mm-hmm.
5522.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary phone number?
What do you mean?
Like, did you want a second phone number in the event that we can't reach you on the first?
You have two phones.
Yes. No, I was just wondering if you wanted me to add that second phone number to your account as a secondary way to reach you.
I don't use it.
Okay, no worries. And how did you want us to contact you? Did you want us to primarily contact you through phone, email, or text?
Email.
Email? You got it. Perfect. And for email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can always unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Well, I'm only going to have the internet, right? And
correct.
That's because of 2 years? Yeah,
yes.
I don't need them then.
And also the great thing about the 2 years is that there's no contracts. So we don't hold you to, hey, you got to be a part of us for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We also have everything included in our price. But at this point, you're also expecting to have the $24.99 on top of the $69.99 if you're signing up for auto pay and billing, paperless billing.
Yeah. Which,
so, just wanted to let you know. Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check, which will not affect your credit score. This will be used to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. Did you want to do the credit check? Because if you bypass the credit check, there will automatically require a $50 deposit.
No, I don't want to bypass it, but okay. I pay my bills religiously, and my credit score probably sucks, so, and, you know, go from there.
So, did you want me to go ahead and do the credit check?
Yeah, I'm not giving you an extra 50, no.
Okay, perfect. No, I was just double verifying.
The other lady never said anything about any of this.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. Okay, as I'm getting into the credit check, I'll need a little bit more information from you. I'm just putting in your information now, and I'll ask you for your social in just a moment.
I'm not giving you my social. I don't give anybody my social. The only people that give my social and what they tell you is the bank and somebody else.
Okay. So at that point, we wouldn't...
I don't hand out my social.
Understandable. So at that point, we would need... Okay. At that point, what we would need to do is that would be a decline in the credit check, and that would require the $50 deposit.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to think... you know what? Just cancel that out then, and I'm going to think about... I'm going to think this over then, because... you know, now you're making it a real pain in my ass, so.
I do apologize for that. That was not my intention.
No, well, I didn't, I was never asked any of these things before. And, you know, my bills are paid religiously. I'm insulted, and that's fine. And you know what? You would not give your social out to an internet company. I know you wouldn't.
Actually, well, I do apologize
for
that.
Yeah, you wouldn't, would you?
I actually have, but personally, that's personally.
That's kind of dumb.
Well, I do apologize for making you feel that way.
Yeah, the only ones that get that is the bank. I think the bank and what else did they say? There's only two places they're supposed to get it. So, no, you're not getting
it. I do apologize for the inconvenience and making you insulted.
I'm sorry about wasting your time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. If you do have any questions or want to continue on, we can definitely assist you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for calling our Shop Fiber.
Yep. Bye.